The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It looks like the cost of a basket of food here is 20% higher than on average across the EU. That's at least according to Eurostat. And I'm joined on the phone by Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor in the Irish Independent, and in studio by Patricia Callan of the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland. She's also a director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland. Charlie, I want to go to you first. What has this report told us?
Well, it's told us, I suppose, something we know, Carl, that this is a very expensive country, particularly for food and soft drinks. Even though we're a massive producer of food, we're paying an awful lot more than the EU average. It's figures produced, as you say, by Eurostat, the statistical agency of the European Union, and they found that we pay on average 20% more for food, a basket of groceries, food and soft drinks, 20% more. When it comes to bread and cereals, it's about 19% more. Milk, eggs and cheese, 21% more. Meat, not so bad, about 5% more. But when it comes to the old booze drink, like your whiskey or your wine, your beer, that is 77% more expensive than the average across Europe, 77%. Now, that's largely made up of excise duties. And then tobacco, cigarettes. The cigarettes in this country are double what's charged for somebody in the rest of the other 28 countries. It's about 101% dearer here than across the European Union. So we're paying a hell of a lot here, even though we're a big agriculture producer. It's very expensive. And, you know, ironically, we have a lot of big British retailers and German retailers here, like the German discounters are adding a lot of competition to the market. But still, food is cheaper in England, and it's a lot cheaper in Germany as well than it is here.
I would have thought that being an island, you're always going to have a lot of things that will be expensive, but how is milk 21% more expensive here, given that we are one of the biggest milk producers in the world?
Yeah, that's extraordinary. You know, milk, eggs, cheese. There's no excuse for cheese, for example. We're a massive producer of cheese. We supply most of Europe with cheese. And you've got to ask yourself, how is that so much cheaper? I mean, the farmers will tell you that there's a few things going on here. If they're growing stuff, for example, we have a wet climate, that and our farms tend to be smaller than other countries. So that's certainly a factor. And then inputs are expensive, and transport, of course. I mean, you know, we're an island nation. We forget we're an island nation. We have to import everything, you know, whether it's diesel or fertilizer. That's an extra cost. But, you know, I think the cheese, and that one is down to the fact maybe that farmers are big shareholders, and they own the co-ops and the big producers, you know, the big agriculture producer companies. And as shareholders, they tend to dictate that they get a good price for those things.
Patricia, would you agree with that?
Well, I think the issue, as was pointed out in regard to alcohol, is definitely excise. So we have the second highest excise tax rate in the EU. So if you're a typical punter this evening, Friday, going into your off-licence and you choose to buy a bottle of whiskey, you're paying €11.92 over an excise straight away. And then on top of that, on the actual price, then the government was also going to charge you 23% VAT. So in total, €2.3 billion is taken out of the pockets of Irish consumers each year into the Exchequer by way of excise. And that's how we end up in this league table. So if we're selling a bottle of Irish-produced Irish whiskey in Italy, the comparable cost is just €2.90. If you move on to wine, we're even less competitive. 14 countries around Europe charge absolutely nothing on a bottle of wine. Yet here, it's very significant in terms of our cost base.
If they bring in minimum alcohol pricing, who's going to get the benefit of the uplift in price? Will that go to the shops? Will it go to the Exchequer? Where does that money go?
Well, the way minimum unit pricing works is excise is always going to be the same amount. It's based on the actual amount of alcohol in it. So that will still be very high. And then essentially the actual selling price to the consumer is when you minus out excise, it's the costs to the producer. And obviously within that, you've got retailers and you've got the whole supply chain. Yeah. Plus VAT. So it depends on whether the products are going to move above that or not. And it's not quite clear how it's going to work out, but government will get an uplift on the VAT portion, but the excise portion is based on the alcohol content, not on anything else.
If you took out some of these taxes, would prices be fairly uniform across Europe? I was in America a while ago and I saw that a bottle of Irish whiskey there was cheaper than a bottle of Irish whiskey here, even though it had to travel 3,500 miles.
Absolutely. And that's what people would say regularly to us. And I think the government government is foolish to think that it doesn't have an impact on the economy. It also has a big impact on tourism. So over 2.7 million people come here to visit whiskey and breweries. They obviously also go to our pubs, which is one of the bigger attractions. But they would frequently comment also on the costs, and that again is excise. Now, you may bear in mind that excise increased dramatically during the recession. So again, it was one of those emergency measures that the government brought in, but they have never reduced it. So we'd certainly be calling this budget for them to look to do that. And also certainly as a Brexit measure, because UK tourism is very important. And obviously we're very worried about what might happen there in the context of Brexit and sterling movements.
Charlie, would you agree with that? And as well, if you have any suggestion on what people can do to make sure that they're not overspending or facing that 20% higher cost where avoidable?
Well, I'd agree with Patricia on, certainly when it comes to alcohol, the issue there is excise duties. But it's not, funny enough, it's not a factor with food. We don't have any taxes on our VAT on food in this country, even though they do in other countries. For example, France, which is obviously, as we know, a gourmet paradise, they're big into their food. They have VAT on food. We don't. So, you know, that's an interesting thing. I think the other interesting thing is, you know, these big British and German retailers in this country, we don't know what their margins are. But we have seen in the past that the analysts who cover these companies tend to refer to this country as Treasure Island because profit margins are fat. So I think as consumers, what we need to do is demand better value. You know, it's very noticeable to the retailers, the big retailers, they don't compete so much on price. What they do is price matching all the time, and there's a lot of vouchers being offered to try and make sure you're loyal to the same supermarket. I think we need to get over that. We're getting over our kind of obsession with brands since the collapse in the economy in the last 10 years. We kind of moved away from being so attached to brands, and we're more inclined to go with non-branded stuff. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. We also need to get away from being so attached to going to the same supermarket all the time. My wife keeps going back to Dunn Stores because they offer her vouchers. Now, she should be really moving it around between Lidl and Aldi. Not that I tell her what to do, obviously. But, you know, the discounters tend to be quite competitive, the German discounters. So we need to demand better value. I think we're kind of getting a little bit complacent about the prices, and the prices are too high here. You know, it's just wrong that you can buy food produce here cheaper in England than you can in this country when we produce so much of it.
Yeah, I'm going to have the producers ring an ambulance for you in advance of your wife hearing that clip, Charlie. Patricia, what would you say, how do you get good value in alcohol?
Well, I think the how we're competing in terms of alcohol is just the variety of products and the innovation. I think, again, obviously it's up to the retailers to set the prices, but in terms of the number of products and the range of products, there's a great diversity and a great competition there now in everything. If we just look at you know, the evolvement in terms of, for example, the beer industry, in terms of the craft sector, but also low and no alcohol evolutions. You have so many new brands in terms of gin, which is absolutely flying. Mm-hmm. And I think the critical thing, though, is consumers need to become more active. They need to realise that when they walk into a pub, one third of the price of that drink is going to the government. I don't think there's an awareness there. So people focus on income tax, but they don't focus on these stealth taxes where the government is taking money out of their pockets and they don't realise it. And I think that needs to be a lot more transparent. And we need to bear in mind that this is a competitiveness issue for a growing Irish industry, which is fundamentally export driven.
Okay, we've got a lot of people texting in on this as well. People are saying strawberries that are Irish grown cost way more than imported ones. That came in from Adrian in Galway. Carl, the price of a pint in Dublin and Belfast is a joke. The government is hitting the poor. We have a few more. Unfortunately, though, I am going to have to keep on moving on. That was Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, talking to us about the high cost of food and alcohol here, and Patricia Callan of the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland. She's also a director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.